Donna Payne is president and founder of Payne Consulting Group, a training and development company headquartered in Seattle, Washington. She and the company have authored 12 books on Microsoft Office, including the best-selling series Word for Law Firms and Excel for Law Firms. She is an original member of the Microsoft Legal Advisory Council and is a frequent speaker at legal and technical conferences. Donna discusses with Ed the new Microsoft Office 2007 and the dramatic differences between this edition and all of Microsoft's previous formats. This edition is truly a remarkable switch in format that will require users to pay attention.
Donna, thanks for joining us today.
Ed, thank you so much. My pleasure, and thank you for having me. It's quite an honor to be interviewed by you, especially with your books and the coaching that you do. I'm a fan.
We've heard that Office 2007 is a totally different software package from previous versions. How have they made it different? And whether it's totally different or just a little bit different, I know it is different. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it really is different. It's almost totally different. And, you know, for the first time, I can relate to users who get new software and they don't know how to use it. I've been using the software for so many years since Word came out, and I had a really steep learning curve. For example, menus and toolbars are gone, and many of the task panes that we've used in the past few versions are even gone or at least diminished.
Don't tell me that even you had to read the manual this time?
Well, when I got the product, it was in beta. It was early beta, so there was no manual. There were no files, so I had a hard time. But now everything has been replaced with tabs, ribbons, groups, and it's a lot more intuitive. The first month I was lost and I had to hunt for everything, but now I really like the product. And I find that if I have to go back to previous versions, I have a hard time and I miss the new functionality that 2007 brings.
Well, what kinds of things are you talking about? I know you just mentioned tabs. I'm not sure exactly in the Microsoft world what that means, but what other changes are there?
Well, there's an Office button, and that's what your old file menu used to be. The Office button appears on the top left corner, and it has everything from saving and publishing your document and printing and preparing and marking as final, and everything is in the Office button. And then there really isn't any menus like file, edit, all of those are gone. Now there are tabs, and on each tab, if you select a tab, there are ribbons, which are just big pictures that are a little bit more graphical and more helpful that organize everything together. And so it's a totally different ball game. No more toolbar buttons, no more tiny toolbar buttons to look for, and no more dialog boxes to go in and search for what you were looking for before. Everything is more intuitive and in your face.
Well, if it's taken you several months to get used to it, I'm not sure that it's intuitive. But how has the legal community adapted to these changes?
I've been really surprised because everyone's talking about moving to Office 2007. I'm not sure what's driving them at this point, but this is the most significant upgrade that I can remember. And probably at least 50 to 60% of the firms that we work with are saying that within the next 12 months they're moving to Office 2007. But right now no one's been able to really move to 2007 because the document management system companies and most of the third-party add-ins aren't compatible with 2007 yet. So while I've spoken to a lot of law firm CIOs, they're chomping at the bit to move to 2007, but right now they haven't been able to adapt to it because their hands are tied because of third parties not being ready.
Well, let me ask you a dumb question. How does Office 2007 relate to Vista? Is Vista required in order to get Office 2007, or are we talking about apples and oranges?
That's actually a great question. Office 2007 definitely runs better with Vista, and it has some more functionality, for example, the voice recognition and some of the extra features. But it's not required to run Vista. Actually, on my computer that I'm sitting at right now, I'm running Office 2007, but I'm not running Vista. So it's running very well, it's stable, and so it's not an all or nothing. And so if you're not ready to do both upgrades, then you can actually do just Office 2007 as a standalone, and that works fine. Now, with that said, I did download some extra functionality that's free from Microsoft's website, something like the search engine that helps you search Outlook a lot faster, and the compatibility add-in that helps you make files go back and forth be more compatible.
And when you talk about compatibility to what? To your earlier data or to other applications like WordPerfect or Excel or some of the other applications you might have had?
Well, this is a whole new file format, so even compatibility back to your previous versions. And if someone, let's say that you're using Office 2003 and you receive a document that was created in 2007, by default, you actually can't even read that or open or access that document. You have to download a viewer.
The one in 2003 you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So compatibility is definitely a concern with the new file formats. Actually, Office 2007 is based on something called Open Extensible Markup Language, or OpenXML. And with that, all the files are zipped together as several XML files that are different parts. So it's not just you're sending one Word document anymore. You're actually, when you send a document, you're sending a whole bunch of different files that are parts of one document. And a really fun experiment, if you had the time and you went to your desktop, let's say, or you went to a file and you right-clicked on it and said rename, and you changed your 2007 document to say whatever the file name is, .zip, and then double-click, you can see all the components of the file, of the OpenXML file together, like your fonts used and your properties and the content of your documents and the styles, everything separate.
You know, you just lost me. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but given the fact that you spent a couple of months or more learning the new program and talking about the complexity and compatibility that you're mentioning, I'm wondering whether one ought to take on Office 2007 without first taking on entirely new hardware, as well as a whole new approach to the way they handle word processing.
Well, the good thing about this file format is it happens invisibly behind the scenes, so you don't even have to worry about all the different files. It has the appearance of being one file, and in reality, the files are smaller than previous versions, and they offer more security because it's not one place that a hacker can attack. It's actually multiple places that they may not know what exists in the document. So really, to the end user, you click send, you send your document, and you're just aware of one file going out because it's renamed the new file formats for Word documents, and there are quite a few. .docx instead of .doc is a standard Word document with no macros or code. And you have .docm, which is a document that can contain macros. And so all we see is one file that may have various extensions, but in reality, there's a lot more working behind the scenes, and the file sizes really are actually smaller, so the hardware upgrades really haven't been necessary. We have a test lab in our company, in Payne Consulting Group, where we test on different hardware pieces and on terminal server, and everything's been working really well so far.
Well, I mean, one of the things you said really intrigues me, particularly for the legal community, and that is that your machinery, or at least your data, is safer. It's not subject to hacking quite as easily as previous versions. Did I understand you correctly?
I think, you know, it's hard to say as a blanket statement that that's true, but I think that it is safer for a couple of reasons. One is that files in the past have been .doc files or RTF, but basically .doc is the predominant Word file format. And when you send that, you know, there are certain components of every Word file that are in existence. For example, when you create a new document, it's based on a template. Generically, it's the Word normal template, normal.dot. And so a hacker could try to infect normal or write a macro to there and try to infect your system. But that's not always the case in 2007 because things are OpenXML, and OpenXML is a little bit more visible. And there's not so much happening in the back end as there is, if this makes sense, there's more components. It's more complex for the user because there's a lot of different things that are parsed into different files.
Okay. Well, what are some of the key features of Office 2007 that you think are going to be most useful for the lawyers?
Well, I start with Outlook because I use Outlook more than anything else, and my favorite feature in Outlook is called Instant Search. And if you're connected to Exchange Server, you don't want to do this if you're not connected because your mailbox will stall. But you can use Instant Search, which appears at the top center of the window, and Query Builder, and it's so lightning fast to find anything in thousands of messages in your desktop and your mailbox. You can find anything. And I used to download a product that was free called Lookout, and I could do fast searches within a couple of 10, 15 seconds. Now this product is basically built into the search capabilities. If you're using Windows Vista, the functionality is standard. It's built in, and you don't have to do a supplemental file download from the Microsoft website. But if you're not using Vista, you can download the functionality for free. My second favorite feature, you know, lawyers and secretaries work closely together, and co-counsel and lawyers within the same firm typically work a lot together. And before, it's been kind of a nightmare to have to go and walk someone through sharing their folders or sharing their calendars with you. Now all you have to do is click a button that says, I want to share my calendar, and it sends an email to the person, and they can accept or reject it, and they share their calendar that way. It's not any longer digging through the tools menu and other things. And my favorite feature of calendars and sharing calendars is you can actually publish and send via email a snapshot of your calendar. I can say, I want to send a calendar with next week's appointments, and I want to send it to this person. And it embeds an HTML component, a calendar that's live in my email. And when the user clicks it, they can click on a certain day and see all of my events that I want them to see that aren't marked private from there. It's really easy to use, and it's effective, and it works between different versions. I share calendars a lot with people who use Office 2003, and it's worked with no problem.
Now, when you talk about sharing calendar, is it that one time, or you give them the right to share the calendar thereafter?
If you send and publish a snapshot, you're doing it as a one-time only. And if you say share the calendar, then that's actually a permanent until you decide you no longer want to share the folder.
Okay. Well, I remember years ago, WordPerfect had a search function. I think it was in 5.0 and all the way through 6.b version. And they actually eliminated some of the search competition because if you could search within WordPerfect, you didn't need the other programs, the other add-ons. And it sounds from what you're saying that in instant search, Outlook or Microsoft is doing something similar, and programs such as X1 and other search programs may no longer be needed. Is that the case?
I believe it is. I don't use my other search tools as much as I use this Outlook instant search now because it works so effectively and it's so fast. I used to have a Google search feature on my desktop, and I don't even use that anymore. I just found that the indexing slowed me down a little bit, so I'm really using this instant search, and I'm really liking it.
That's great. What are some of the other features that lawyers will like?
They'll like view attachments without opening the application. If you get a Microsoft document, Microsoft Office attachment, an icon's going to appear in the message window, and you can choose to preview the file without launching the full application. It actually launches just the viewer, and it's faster, and you don't have to worry about going in and launching your document management system. If you use one, everything's done through Outlook Viewer. I think the new built-in RSS feature, RSS feeds are really simple syndication feeds that are, you can subscribe to blogs or news groups or headlines, and it's a lot more robust in this version. And some of the sites that I like that lawyers might find interesting to subscribe to, the ABA has Citation, it's Citation, and if you go to abanet.org, meetings.abanet.org, you'll see some of the RSS feeds. CNN.com, I subscribe to law news on CNN.com. And what you typically would do is you can either, if you know the URL, you can add it from within Outlook. There's an RSS folder or tools, accounts, RSS feeds. Or you can just go to the website, search for the word RSS on the cover page, on the home page, and then click that link, and usually you can subscribe from there. Some other ones that are useful for lawyers, I typically like GovTrack.us, which is all the news and events in the government. There's an EDGAR Index free SEC filing. That's at secfilings.com. Law.com is always good, where you can subscribe to news from the legal industry. And then the ABA litigation section news, aba.net, abanet.org, litigationfeed.xml. Those are some of the listservs and blogs that I subscribe to on a regular basis. Some of the other things that lawyers might like, just a couple more Outlook items, the to-do bar and management. You can see your emails, your calendar, and your to-do list and task list all in the same view, so you don't have to switch between folders anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. It's really a time saver. And one thing I've been using more often than not is share business cards electronically. And so you can attach a business card, and it actually looks like a real business card. You can put a picture if you want to in it. You can really customize it and forward it. And so it really looks like there's a visual representation of a business card, and it's really easy to identify and read. So that's it for Outlook. There are a lot more features, but Outlook is just kind of one of the things that I spend the most time in, and then I typically use Word the next most frequent.
And what are some of the changes in Word that you might refer to?
I think what lawyers are going to really like is track changes in document comparison. Microsoft knocked themselves out with reworking the functionality for comparison especially. And, you know, a lot of people have had to rely on buying really expensive third-party add-ins and tools in the past. And they may not need to do that with this new version because much of the functionality that was built into previous third-party products are now built right into Word. If you need still third-party tools for doing document comparison, they're still out there. But really, that people should should probably take a look at what's available that's built into Microsoft Word now to see if that actually meets their needs.
Well, other than the fear, which is my own issue, of some of the tremendous changes that you're talking about, is there anything else hampering law firms from moving over to Office 2007?
There are. And by the way, one more quick thing I think that lawyers would really like is you can actually save as PDF or XCF attachments without having to buy a full version of Adobe Acrobat. And they have a citations and references capability now. But I think some of the things that are really hindering people from moving over is probably the compatibility of third-party software and hardware. Here's a big gotcha. Handheld devices like BlackBerries and even Microsoft phones don't yet support the new file format. So if you're using a Microsoft PDA or a BlackBerry, you can't open up your file attachment if it's in Office 2007.
Huh.
So that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, every lawyer I see walking down the street or he's driving a car or sitting in an airplane is using a BlackBerry. I mean, I think we're going to go from standing straight back to the earlier apes where we were a little bit bent over because heads are looking down at the BlackBerries. And between that and the crooked arm with holding the cell phone to the ear, we're going to change our evolution, I suspect.
And, well, the good news is that both RIM and Microsoft have said that they're targeting late spring, early summer releases for the new version that's going to be able to read those versions. But BlackBerry Enterprise Server, I do have some information about what future versions are going to recognize this because not all BlackBerries are going to recognize the new file format. 4.0 and 4.1 installations of Enterprise Server. And if you have a newer model of one of the BlackBerries, like the 8100 series or the 8700 or the new 8800, they're going to recognize. But the earlier models, the old standard blue ones that we first got, they won't recognize those.
Well, that's got to be a boon for BlackBerry.
I think so. I think they're maybe trying to recoup some of the losses of the, bet on it. And I think another thing that's hugely impacting the delay of people being able to impact this is document management systems. I'm hearing really divergent dates from when document management systems are going to be ready for handling Office 2007 files. I'm hearing some which are great. I can tell you the good news is that Workshare is really, WorldDocs is really on top of this, and they're working hard to get a pretty fast release date. They're saying sometime second quarter, hopefully. But I'm hearing other document management system packages, and the furthest out, I'll leave them nameless, but they're saying fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter of 2007.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully not 2008. That was really scary.
Okay.
And even template and macro packages. I mean, if you use a template or a document assembly package, they all have to integrate with Office 2007, and so that's really been kind of a hold up at this point.
Okay, so as our last question on this topic, if you've got Office 2003, for example, what would be your recommendation about moving over to Office 2007? Should we wait? Should we run out today and get the new version? Where would you recommend that we approach?
That's a great question, because typically I've been saying kind of hold back, wait for service releases. But I really like this version. I don't think that I'd recommend going out and buying it today. I think that what you should do if possible is, if you're in a firm, a mid to large size firm, for example, have your IT department start looking at this now, because it's really probably, I think, one of the best versions of Office that I've actually seen Microsoft release. And that's, you know, I've never worked for Microsoft, and I don't get anything from this endorsement, but I was pretty much blown away after I learned the functionality. But it's going to be one of the most difficult versions for firms to deploy as well, because there's new file formats, XML plays a greater role, and the third-party apps just aren't ready yet. Add to that the new user interface, which is completely and absolutely different from previous versions, and you're looking at training. You have to have training in this version. And frankly, I think you might need to have a consultant come in and kind of walk you through some of the gotchas that you could kind of just fall into. But let's say that you're a mid to large firm, and we'll go to the small firms in a second. If you're a mid to large firm, what you should do is start looking into it now, even if the migration is months or even a year down the road. This is such a significant change that you have to start testing and becoming as familiar as possible with the software ahead of time. Now, small firms, and let's say you're a sole practitioner, the new software is coming on a lot of the PCs that you're buying now from the market. And so I think that you kind of have to get ready pretty much. If you're going to get a new PC, you may be forced into adapting sooner rather than later. It's good software. I haven't seen a lot of bugs, and so I think it's pretty well tested, and you're pretty safe, I believe, in going to it. But even if you're not looking in the near future, you have to do a couple of things. And one is, you need to download from Microsoft a compatibility viewer. And so that one, if you go to the Microsoft website, there is basically a viewer that allows you to share. It's a compatibility viewer, and you can download that. And let's see. I think it's just to open up a document. It's called fileformatsconverters.exe, and it's free of charge. And then really just start looking at the files and just kind of make sure that it makes business sense. I don't believe that you should take a stance of upgrade just for upgrade's sake, but I do think that this one offers significant advantages over previous versions.
Well, it sounds like going to the new version of 07 is very similar to what happened when WordPerfect users converted over to Word and they had to learn an entire new approach or philosophy about what word processing was, including learning about styles and the like. Here, the transition is from the format that not only Microsoft but everybody in the world using software has taught us how to use, including your toolbars and the like, and now you're saying it's a totally new approach and we're going to have to go back to school to learn how to do it.
I think so. Either that or have patience and get used to looking at help, but I think maybe there are a couple of secrets. Actually, I can tell your listeners a couple of secrets that will help you through the transition time, and that is, if you have the software and you look on the ribbons, which are the graphical parts of the document, you're going to see at the bottom of the ribbons the words something like clipboard, font, and paragraph. Just to the right of that is a little arrow, and if you click on that arrow in a box, that brings back the old dialog boxes.
Mm.
So that may help get over the transition a little bit, but it is learning a new application. I think it might be fair to say that the more you know about using the software and the more expert you are, the harder you might have at the time of upgrading, because you know things cold. For me, I knew I could close my eyes and tell you the steps on how to do certain things, like generate a table of authorities. But now I have to look and I have to think about it a little bit more. And so more intuitive, and it's more organized better for you to work. It's not the way we used to do things, so it is a relearning. It's a learning curve.
Well, Donna, thanks for joining us today and sharing some of your expertise with us. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you, Ed. My pleasure.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.